USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California's Camp Fire, as it's known, the deadliest in state history, and the death toll is rising.
New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Fire officials say the Camp Fire is now 30% contained. Two other people were killed in other fires that are still raging in the state of California. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen could be on her way out. The Washington Post is citing White House officials as saying that President Trump is looking to have Nielsen replaced as soon as possible amid his complaints over her record enforcing immigration policy. Co-creator of everything from Spider-Man to the X-Men comic book legend Stan Lee has died at 95. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is the winner of Arizona's U.S. Senate race, a race that took almost a week to call after last Tuesday's midterm elections, but Sinema had earned a substantial lead in recent days as the vote counting continued, the Republican candidate Martha McSally posting a video online, conceding and congratulating Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent that state in the U.S. Senate. A veteran police school resource officer kills himself in his office at the high school he works at near Baltimore, Maryland. A police spokeswoman says,
class was in session at the time. According to the video cameras and the video surveillance that we've been able to look at, the officer was alone. He walked down the hallway. He's seen walking into his office alone. He's found in the office alone, so we don't believe that anybody else witnessed this event.
The officer was a 21-year veteran of the police force and a school resource officer for 12 years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Concerns about a photograph of some high school students in Wisconsin who appear to be giving the Nazi salute. More on the fallout from Bob Haig.
A photo of Baraboo High School senior boys making the salute went viral on social media. Representative Dave Considine dismayed.
But I'm also really saddened that it happened at this time, especially after Veterans Day. Not to forget about the students who have been experiencing bullying across our state and nation.
He's a retired Baraboo High School teacher.
I'm really hopeful that maybe this is the spark that will light a fire under a whole lot of people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
The district has said it's investigating.
Security very tight in New York City, where the trial of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman starts today. The jury has armed escorts, and there are heavily armed federal marshals and bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the outside of Brooklyn Federal Court. Guzman's reportedly staying at an undisclosed location in Brooklyn during what's expected to be a four-month-long trial. And there's a report that says Amazon may announce as soon as today that it's chosen two sites for its second headquarters locations. The Wall Street Journal says one will be Crystal City, Virginia, the other New York's Long Island City neighborhood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.